This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The health and well-being of many Palestinian refugees is at risk if greater funding is not found soon to offset higher costs caused by the global economic crisis, the UN Relief Agency for Palestinians, UNRWA, said on Tuesday. In Lebanon, where there are around 480,000 refugees registered with UNRWA, its medical director, Dr. Akihiro Seta, said that the agency was the only solution for primary and life-saving hospital care for these displaced people. But medicines now cost more because of price inflation, and hospital costs for those with mental health problems in Lebanon has risen from $90 per night before the current economic crisis to $200 per night now, Dr. Seta explained. And he added that in the Gaza Strip, around a year since deadly clashes between Israel and Hamas, the economy is still deteriorating and life is not coming back for around 1 million Palestinian refugees.
Many Palestinian refugees, like Gaza in the mental health, they become sick simply because their life is tough. Their life is very difficult to survive. And then so that for many Palestinian refugees, they may fall sick, not only because of the access to the health services, but access to the dignity and life. That's the main cause of the ill conditions for the Palestinian refugees.
The UNRWA officials said that in the next quarter, more than $72 million was needed for Gaza alone to provide the food assistance that people require. The monkeypox outbreak that's been confirmed by the UN Health Agency in 16 countries and several regions of the world can still be contained and the overall risk of transmission is low, it said on Tuesday. Latest data from member states provided to the World Health Organization, or WHO, indicates that there have been more than 250 cases of confirmed and suspected cases of monkeypox to the 22nd of May. According to the UN Health Agency, this monkeypox outbreak has been transmitted primarily by close skin-to-skin contact among men who have sex with men, although the virus can affect anyone, stressed Dr. Rosamund Lewis, who heads WHO Emergency Programs Smallpox Secretariat. Dr. Lewis told journalists in Geneva that smallpox vaccines could be used to provide protection against monkeypox, as the two viruses are similar.
The World Health Assembly, where we are today, has mandated in 1980, at the time that it was declared that smallpox was eradicated, the World Health Assembly members, WHO member states, mandated WHO to maintain a vaccine stockpile. So this has been the case. However, it's important to realize that it's been 40 years and the stockpiles may need to be refreshed. They certainly need to be revisited. And WHO has been working on that and is looking at that also now.
Finally, to Nicaragua, where alleged mass rights abuses since April 2018 are in the spotlight after the appointment on Tuesday of a panel of three independent rights experts who will report back to the Human Rights Council in Geneva. The development follows repeated alerts by the UN Rights Office OHCHR about shrinking freedoms in Nicaragua, where widespread protests in 2018 met with a violent clampdown, forcing thousands to flee to neighbouring Costa Rica. Inside Nicaragua, media outlets and political parties have been shut down, while journalists and activists have been imprisoned, according to OHCHR. And since 2018, more than 200 civil organisations have been shut down in the country, including 137 so far this year. Earlier this month, the UN Rights Office also condemned the introduction of a new law that forced NGOs to seek government approval for their activities. Daniel Johnson, UN News.